This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Board unanimously voted to approve a 12-month moratorium on data center developments at its meeting on Tuesday. The Chippewa County Planning and Zoning Committee initially proposed a moratorium on the facilities at its meeting last month. Data center proposals have become increasingly common across the state over recent years, often being met with significant pushback from community members. Many of those communities are pursuing a moratorium on the data center projects, essentially pausing those proposals until local governments are able to implement new regulatory measures to protect residents. Chippewa County does not currently have a specific definition for data centers in its zoning code, an issue the city of Menominee faced as well with the data center proposal last year. The approved moratorium went into effect immediately and will be in place for 12 months. County officials also say the moratorium only applies to towns that have adopted Chippewa County's zoning ordinances, which includes the towns of Wheaton, Halley, Eagle Point, Anson, Lafayette, and Woodmore. The Eau Claire City Council voted to approve another $1.3 million of construction at the Carson Park Baseball Stadium at its meeting this week. The funding is part of a $1.6 million total budget allotment from the city's Capital Improvement Fund for renovations at the facility. When completed, the stadium will feature a new bathroom and retail building along the first baseline. City officials also say a portion of that funding will go towards new bleacher seating along the first baseline, but that replacement project will not begin until after the 2027 baseball season. Future projects under consideration also include similar renovation work along the third baseline, as well as the installation of a turf field and renovating the grandstand. The Eau Claire City Council also approved a new ordinance to modernize its composting rules this week. The ordinance will create a four-tiered framework for the city's composting operations in order to help divert organic materials away from landfills and safely expand available opportunities for residential and community composting. It will officially go into effect on January 1st. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The pack is back, and so are Green and Gold Fridays, your chance to gear up in team colors to unlock special deals and freebies. The NFL preseason starts this week, and the Packers are calling on fans everywhere to revive the tradition of Green and Gold Friday, a chance for the community to rally behind the team as they prepare for the upcoming season. The Packers kick off their preseason against the Steelers Thursday night, but you can still sport your favorite Packers apparel to work or school on Friday to show your pride and score special discounts. Local partners like Qdoba and Citgo are stepping up with prizes and deals for anyone decked out in team gear. Plus, you might even see your photo on the big screen at Lambeau Field. Share your best fan look on social media using the hashtag GGFriday. For a chance to be featured on the team website and on the Tundra Vision video boards during home games throughout the year. It's not too early to be thinking about deer hunting. As Civic Media's James Kelly tells us, hunters with disabilities should know about an upcoming deadline.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters with disabilities to confirm their sponsor arrangements before the 2026 Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. According to a press release, the hunt will take place from October 3rd to October 11th. DNR officials say there are nearly 70,000 acres of sponsored land across the state, so hunters with disabilities should confirm their plans with their hunt sponsor by September 15th. Eligible hunters can sign up to use one sponsored property each year, and they must have a gun deer license. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The DNR says more than 400 hunters take to the woods each year in Wisconsin through the DNR's Hunters with Disabilities program. The man shot and killed by Madison police last month will be laid to rest tomorrow. A funeral for Corey Ruiz will be held in Madison. Ben Crump Law announced the service for Ruiz, who was killed on July 22nd, will take place at Fountain of Life Church. Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to give the eulogy, while Ben Crump will deliver the call to justice. Ruiz was shot near Williamson and Baldwin Streets after officers were called on reports of an alleged burglary attempt, and Ruiz fled on a bicycle. The encounter led to protests in Madison for weeks. A woman and her adult son were arrested in Eau Claire this week after an overnight standoff with police. According to reports, 57-year-old Carrie Nittman and 33-year-old Zane Nittman threatened a young boy who rode past their home on an e-bike and sicked a dog on the child. Police responded to the scene and engaged in a standoff with the two that ended when they reportedly tried to sneak out of the back of the home and drive away. Police disabled the vehicle and arrested them. The owner of a Madison Airbnb that had hidden cameras inside has been found guilty of all charges filed against him. Patrick Sias pleaded no contest to 8 counts of invasion of privacy. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 28th. Sias faces up to 3 years and 6 months in jail for each charge. A 5th-grade teacher in Kaukauna has been arrested after being accused of having sexually explicit chats with a minor. Police say Ty Maki, a teacher from Riverview Middle School, was chatting with a suspected victim online through an app. He was arrested Monday after detectives executed search warrants. The Kaukauna Area School District issued a statement saying Maki is on administrative leave. The investigation is ongoing. The owner of Tyrol Basin Ski Hill in Madison has pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. This comes after Nathaniel McGree was accused of attacking a 17-year-old boy last year and was arrested in February of 2026. Online court records show he was found guilty of disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor charge of battery was dismissed. McGree will have to pay off any fees related to the case. Josie Dykeman was sentenced in La Crosse County Court last week to 27 years in prison and 15 years of extended supervision for the 2023 death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old son, Alexavier A.J. Pedrin. Dykeman's convictions include reckless homicide, chronic neglect of a child, and physical abuse of a child. The convictions followed a 2.5-week trial, with prosecutors saying Dykeman was responsible for A.J.'s death. Dykeman's defense argued A.J.'s father bore greater responsibility for his death and had abused her. Dykeman cannot act as a child caretaker while under supervision and needs approval before contacting her other children. A former Thiensville police officer is facing a fine for the mistreatment of animals earlier this year. Richard McCormick resigned from the department after shooting 2 dogs in April, leaving 1 dead. This week, the district attorney decided against a criminal charge and issued a civil forfeiture instead, meaning McCormick could be fined up to $500. He's scheduled to be in court in October. The shooting wasn't reported until June by the Journal Sentinel when 3 women found the wounded dog and took care of him. The National Labor Relations Board certified a landslide June 11, 2026 vote by nearly 900 registered nurses at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison to unionize with SEIU Wisconsin. Hospital owner SSM Health subsequently appealed the certification to the full board, prolonging a dispute over voter eligibility and election fairness. The board dismissed the healthcare provider's objections, but SSM Health says the regional board did not fully investigate concerns about the election process and is exercising its right to appeal under federal labor law. Spokesperson Lisa Adams says the health system respects employees' right to choose union representation, but wants a full review of the election process. The union election is the largest private sector union vote in recent Wisconsin history, with nearly 900 nurses joining. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A come-from-behind win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers down 4-2, scored 3 runs in the 9th to beat the Dodgers in L.A. last night, 5-4. Game 2 of the 4-game series is tonight. NFL, the Packers lose to the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 28-9. Quarterback Jordan Love did play in the game, leading the Packers on a 10-play drive that resulted in the first of 3 Trace Mack field goals.
Man, it was awesome. You know, I think that was definitely the highlight of the night, hitting 2 58-yard field goals, so that was awesome. You know, making all his kicks, you know, I'm happy for him. That was definitely the highlight of the night right there.
Love chatted with Aaron Rodgers before the game. Matt LaFleur got to visit with the Steelers' new head coach, Mike McCarthy, but not Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to say hello to him. That was a bummer. I was hoping to see him, but certainly a guy that I've got a ton of respect for, and, you know, as long as he's not playing the Green Bay Packers, I'll always root for him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur from Pittsburgh with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Some sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 84. Tonight, a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. We may get 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain with a low of 64. Tomorrow, clouds and sprinkles in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.